Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing, and he's laughing at me because I was having technical difficulties all morning so far. So
some days are like that.
He just looked at me and goes, this is just not your day. I said, clearly not.
Go home, go to bed, and get back up again and try again.
I know. So anyway, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. It is November, believe it or not, and we do have the new issue of Pensacola Magazine, off the presses.
If you turn to page 29.
Yes, sir.
We talked a little earlier about how to cook the turkey. But, of course, the vital part of any Thanksgiving meal is always the dessert.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
The pie.
The pie.
This is a beautiful pie. This picture makes mine look like, ugh.
So we gathered together some recipes from local chefs, well-known chefs, and this is the result. We have the sweet corn custard tart from Jen Knight at the End of the Line Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of corn, but it sure looks delicious. And pastry chef Mikosha Franklin from Jackson's maple sweet potato cream pie with Biscoff crumble.
Wow.
That's a mouthful, but it looks delicious.
I mean, the pictures are amazing.
Yes.
I've never heard of a sweet corn custard tart.
No. Oh, here's of course, the favorite for Thanksgiving. Pecan pie.
Well, this is a bourbon pecan pie.
Even better.
Which is even better, right?
That's Gus Silvas, so.
Oh, there you go, Chef Gus.
Thank you, Gus.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, and always the thing make is, it interesting.
But here's the thing. This is the little things that make the difference. I cook a pie, and it basically looks how it looks when it comes out of the oven. Mm-hmm. And here, it's gorgeous. He's created leaves out of pie crust and put leaves on the top of the pie.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, those little touches.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. I'm so impressed. I mean, I'm so impressed by the folks that I know that are that creative.
And Peter Devazin, sous chef at the Borough, gives a spiced apple custard pie.
Ooh, that looks good.
Which, of course, is on the cover.
And the crust is interesting, too. I don't know. That looks like a very different kind of crust.
Yeah, that's an interesting approach.
Now, I like this next one. It's the pear and chocolate pie with walnuts.
Mm.
And it has that traditional pie crust that a lot of pies these days, it's just the crust on the outside. But this has the crust all, when it's all, the whole pie has the crust on top.
Mm.
And I love that. That's kind of old fashioned where you would see the
cooling
off.
Yeah, how my mom
off.
Used to bake.
Yeah, you'd see it cooling off on the counter, on the window, at the little slits on the top so that it could breathe in the oven. I love that.
Yeah. I still remember my mom putting the crust over and then taking a knife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
jabbing it so that the air gets through into the
That's old traditions, things that make you smile, right?
Mm.
And I think something about the smell of Thanksgiving, when you think about when pies are cooking or when the turkey finally is starting to cook and the whole house starts to smell like turkey. There's nothing better. So we've got a lot of things. This is a beautiful magazine. You were talking about some of the different things that are going on this holiday week. I know that they've started the Winterfest downtown.
Yes, yes.
So I saw some of the folks that are dressed up and walking around, and there's a bunch of things to do with that. So that's going to be, if you've got family coming in, you definitely want to take them to that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Probably the most useful article, although they're all useful, but the most useful is on page 43.
Okay.
City of Pensacola launches new parking permit program.
So if you ever go downtown, I think I've heard about this.
You should read that.
Yes. Tell us about how this works, Malcolm. This is pretty amazing.
Well, if you turn to page 44, there is a breakdown of the updated parking permit options.
Okay.
You can have a street pass AM on street day, parking permit, $40 a month. PM,
so this is for
45.
Pensacola residents.
Yes, Pensacola
City of Pensacola residents.
Yes.
So this means then you can park anywhere. You see an empty space?
Yes.
Even though it may have the marker for the paid parking?
Yes.
You can park there if you have the monthly pass.
If it's a city.
City park.
Yes, we should make that clear.
Okay.
There are many private lots.
Okay,
that,
so it has to be the city ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you don't want to do that on.
Well, here's one that's really special, the senior pass. It's a $10 a month parking pass for senior residents of City of Pensacola, valid 24/7, including special events, and it's valid for Jefferson Street parking garage, city parking lots, and city on-street parking. That's great. $10? I mean, you could do that with one of those meters.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. When did they start this?
I think it started a couple of weeks ago, if I remember.
It says, okay, Mayor D.C. Reeves announced a change at his weekly press conference in September.
Yeah.
So this should be like front page. we should be announcing this everywhere.
As you know, I've been a little bit of a critic of the reimagined Palafox Street.
Right.
But we should not be slow to give praise where it's due. And I think D.C., Mayor Reeves, I think has done a great job with this parking thing. It takes away a lot of the complaints that you hear from people.
Well, especially for people that go downtown either to work or you're downtown every day for different things.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. And it says here, let's see, so you have the street, the morning pass, $40 a month, the PM pass. I'm not quite sure what the hours are on those. I'm sure you could probably go to the website and find out. That's $45 monthly. Then Jefferson Street garage permit, $65 monthly. And then a designated lot pass is 10 monthly. And then, this is interesting, they have boat passes as well. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
A boat ramp parking permit is valid for all city boat ramps, $25 for city residents, and $75 for non-city residents. So you have four zones, Bayview Park, Bayou Tahar, Sanders Beach, and 17th Avenue. So you can get permits for that. That's amazing.
Mm.
This is very smart.
Yes.
And very reasonable, I think.
Yes. There's also a list on page 45 of the projects that are funded by parking revenues.
So the money's not just going into thin air.
Well, Palafox Street and Palafox Place redesigned.
Right.
I'm not sure I like that one. But the rest, update to Jefferson Street parking lot, badly needed.
Right.
Free trolley service, new touchscreen pay stations.
That would be nice.
Yes.
Because those are it's kind of frustrating when you're on your phone trying to get put in the right numbers and zones.
And the one that, to me, maybe not the most sense, but certainly one of my favorites is that they contribute $75,000 towards the lights.
The holiday lights.
The holiday lights.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful.
Which always makes the atmosphere, the ambiance downtown is incredible.
Just beautiful.
Yes.
And then they have an interactive parking website with the parking locator map and then improved touch-free parking app and text-to-pay options.
So when you pay your parking fees, then you can feel good about what it does for the city.
Because it's coming back to the
city. It's coming back to the city in positive ways.
Well, that's very good. Okay, so this is a great tip. Check that out. And I think you can go right to, you can go to parkpensacola.com for more information on getting the city parking permit programs.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Here we are with Malcolm Ballinger, and we're talking about the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine with Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk and News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. I think we have some tickets to give away, don't we, today?
Yes, we do. Actually, next Saturday, the 29th.
That's this Saturday, isn't it?
This Saturday, next Saturday?
Well, today's the 24th.
Well, the next one is next.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So you say next. See, next Saturday to me is like the next.
The next is the next. The next one that comes along.
I clearly need another cup of coffee this morning. Clearly.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that some people say next means a week from Saturday.
Right. And I think
next is next. And a week from is a week from.
But it's this Saturday.
If I'm off base here, then...
No, I just think it's funny because I'd never thought about it till this moment.
You can text in and tell me that I'm wrong.
No, you're right. I mean, it's not... It is next Saturday. I don't know. It's so funny.
Well, next is adjacent next to. makes sense to me.
Okay. And I think this means it's more immediate, that it's this Saturday if you're making plans, not next Saturday.
Go home and go to bed.
Really? I got a good night's sleep. I got up early. I've had my coffee. What is up today?
Will you please text in and tell Meg that she's
this
wrong.
Or next. This or next.
Or if you think I'm wrong, that's fine too.
All right.
But I know in England, and maybe that's a mistake I'm making.
No,
in England, we say next is the next one to come along.
So tomorrow would be next Tuesday.
Tomorrow would be next Tuesday, yes. Although you would say tomorrow, obviously. But
this
next
Tuesday,
Saturday is next Saturday, which
I would
is
think
the
this,
Saturday
so
coming
I'm thinking
up.
This Tuesday and then next Tuesday. I wouldn't go, so Malcolm, let's get together for lunch next Tuesday, which is tomorrow.
Well, you would, in that case, you would say tomorrow. Let's get together for lunch tomorrow.
This is a frightening conversation.
The next Tuesday.
Hey, I'm getting some support. I love my listeners.
Oh.
I agree with Meg. Thank you. I'm with you, Meg, this Saturday. Thank you, guys. I'm so grateful. All right, let's give away some ice flowers. I'm with you, Meg. I got another one with a heart. You guys, I love you. Thank you so much.
They're just feeling sorry for you.
Well, thank you.
You've had a rough day.
It's been a rough morning so far.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so we have some tickets to give away.
Four tickets. My tickets, great tickets, to the hockey game on Saturday evening. And I'm not sure who they're playing, but it's some terrible villains for sure.
And a special night, too.
Special night because it is Blue Angels.
How cool is that?
Yes.
So that's going to be fun.
And there'll be lots of stuff going on at, I was going to say halftime, but it's not halftime. It's end of each period. Because there are three periods.
Don't ask me. I'm not the college football gal. I'm not the ice hockey gal. Sorry. This and next.
So four tickets. To next Saturday. No.
This
Saturday.
There you go.
I suppose I better get into the rhythm here.
Well, we don't want to confuse anybody, but the date is the
29th. Which is this Saturday.
Okay, how do we win? They're anxiously awaiting after all this silliness.
Okay. You have to text in your email address and name, and I will electronically email you the tickets.
Okay, so you don't have to come to the station. That's even easier.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Just have to answer, I think, a very simple question.
All right.
We were talking about Thanksgiving and whatever. Well, this is kind of not really Thanksgiving. It's more about July 4th. But
okay.
Just stick with me. I'll get this.
Clearly, you haven't had your coffee yet either.
Who is the British character most blamed for the... causing the revolution by oppressing the American colonists?
Oh, I know the answer to that question.
He is much maligned, and by the way, I think unfairly, just a little history, quick history thing. He really didn't have a lot to do with anything. Kings haven't for hundreds of years in England.
Okay,
You
didn't give the answer, but you gave a big hint.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Parliament are the ones that, still to this day, Parliament still. So it's a very simple one.
Okay,
I couldn't think of anything better. My mind's not working well, clearly, today.
So we're in bad shape. So
yes,
four tickets to the Ice Flyers this Saturday or next Saturday, November 29th. And all you got to do is text in your name, your email, and the name of the king who was responsible.
Because you already gave it away.
So now just got to get the right king.
First one to text in.
All right. 850-437-1620. Looking for a winner. And this is a great evening. It's going to be a celebration of the, I was going to say Ice Pilots. Blue Angels.
Blue Angel.
There you go. All right, here we go. Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, by the way, I shall be there Wednesday evening.
Oh, good.
I'm going to use my tickets, and I'm really looking forward to the game pre-Thanksgiving. Work up an appetite.
Fun.
Scream, shout, stamp feet.
There you go. So then you can justify having that extra piece of pie.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 850-437-1620. Up, and we've got a winner. And all I need now for the winner is if you could just text me your email and your name so that I know who to acknowledge here. Mm-hmm. But the winner is King George III.
Good.
Congratulations.
It's good to know that people are in tune with history.
Absolutely. I actually knew that one. And this is your number starts with 651 and ends with 0141. So I just need your email and your name so we can congratulate you on the air. And then Malcolm will send you those tickets directly to you.
Yes, I will take care of it this afternoon.
Okay.
So that you have them in plenty of time.
All right. Congratulations.
The only thing I ask is that you enjoy, you scream and shout and support the ice.
Okay, that's Susan Bridges. Congratulations, Susan Bridges.
Well done, Susan.
You've got the four tickets to go see the Ice Fires, and it's up to you this Saturday or next Saturday on the 29th.
Yeah. It is amazing how just people's interpretation of a word or an expression kind of screw things up if you're not really.
Yep. Okay, she says, yay, I'm from Minnesota, and I love hockey. Awesome! Oh. I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here, and we just gave away some tickets, so thank you so much, Malcolm, for providing those to go see the Ice Pilots this weekend. Mm-hmm. And thank you for Susan, who was also supportive of my saying this versus next, and her name's Susan Bridges, so thank you, Susan.
You know, I see that the world is sort of united against me on this issue. Did I get a positive comment about all
I'm looking through the text so far? No. If someone wants to support Malcolm, 850-437-1620. If you would say, join me at the Ice Pilots game next Saturday and mean this Saturday.
I will try.
This is so silly. This whole conversation.
Get into the habit of your way of.
Well, it's not I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe it's a Southern thing. I don't know.
Clearly, according to the mass leadership, listenership of our station, you were right.
I don't. Well,
I was
you know
wrong.
What? Listen, I have a friend told me this a long time. I'd rather be happy than right.
I'd rather be both.
I'm not surprised. Well, actually, if I tell the truth, yes, I would too.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So we're off to the holidays. This is the official start of it all this week, right?
Yes. There is not too much happening, obviously, other than Winterfest downtown and all that goes on there, but no events. So I can sort of put my feet up and
just relax this week and enjoy.
I'm really looking forward to eating again at Jackson's. I think I've eaten Thanksgiving dinner there the last 3 or 4 years, at least. It is great because you just order the dinner and you eat, and then you leave the dishes to somebody else and they cook it.
Okay, someone's backing you up and saying, not wrong, but maybe a Southern thing. So I agree with that. I think that's very true.
Okay,
right.
Well.
We'll take it.
I'll take that little bit
of a support.
There you go.
A
little bit.
See? All right. This has been Pep Talk with Malcolm Ballinger. He joins us every Monday morning at 9:30. It's always a pleasure, Malcolm, to have you here. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We'll be back after the news.